Hi everybody, I'm Mike Spofford, and welcome to a new video segment called What You Might Have Missed. Each week, I'm going to take a look at a couple of plays from the previous Packer games that aren't the big touchdowns or the big memorable plays in the highlights that everybody's necessarily talking about, but some important plays that played a key role in the outcome and the flow of the game. Pass rush was a big theme in the first two games, so we're going to look at some key plays that involved pressuring the quarterback in both the San Francisco and Chicago games. First, we're going to take a look at a play early in the San Francisco game. This is on the Packers' first drive of the game. They're across midfield, facing a key third down, and Navarro Bowman, the inside linebacker for the 49ers, is going to rush up like he's going to blitz, and he's going to draw a false start penalty. Then, on the very next snap after the 5-yard penalty, watch how still the 49ers stand on defense. They don't give away who's going to be rushing, where they're coming from, how many guys are coming after Aaron Rodgers. They have 6 guys in the box, and they all stand very, very still. And as it turns out, all 6 of them come after the quarterback, plus one more, cornerback Carlos Rodgers, who comes in off the edge and gets the sack unblocked, forcing the Packers to punt. A really good job there by San Francisco of disguising their blitzes, not giving away what they're going to do, doing things to disrupt the Packers on offense. That was on the opening series of the game, and as we all know, the Packers had a lot of trouble offensively against that Niner defense. Now we're going to take a look at the Packers' pass rush from early in the Chicago game. This is Chicago's very first offensive play, and what's interesting about it is that the Bears, on the opening play, called for max protection. They end up having 8 players, including running back Matt Forte, staying in to protect Jay Cutler. The Packers end up sending 6 rushers. The one who gets the sack is DJ Smith on a blitz. He beats Matt Forte and gets to the quarterback. But as you watch this play unfold, 3 players for the Packers will beat their man. Clay Matthews, Ryan Pickett, and DJ Smith, and Jay Cutler has no chance. Now that's 8-on-6, folks. The Bears were in max protection, only 2 guys out in the pass route. The Packers only send 6 rushers against 8 guys, and they get to Cutler for a 13-yard loss on the very first play. No wonder Jay Cutler got a little frustrated. He ended up getting sacked 7 times, which was the most sacks the Packers have had in a single game in the Mike McCarthy era. Thanks for joining us, folks. Hope that was maybe a little bit of what you might have missed. We'll see you next time.